Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. The Defense of Marriage Act was struck down last month by the Supreme Court, leaving it up to states to decide how to proceed on the matter. Ohio currently has a ban on same-sex marriage, and there are those who are trying to change that. I'm joined today by Ian James with a group called Freedom to Marry. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're working to overturn the ban on same-sex marriage here in Ohio. What actually needs to happen to see that come to fruition?
Well, we've got to get the issue on the ballot. We will do that by collecting 385,245 ballot signatures and have representation from half of the counties. And once we get it on the ballot, then we have to run a campaign. And the campaign is such that we are explaining why marriage matters. We're talking about families. We're talking about what the message is about marriage. And ultimately, it comes down to marriage is the best way for a couple to best care for and protect themselves and their families, especially in a time of crisis. You know, if you have, as I have, my husband and I were married July 3rd of 2004 in Canada. We left the country we love because we loved each other and we wanted to be married. We got back and we saw that our friends, family, neighbors all recognize our marriage, but our country and our state would not. Now we have a Supreme Court ruling that says if your state allows for marriage equality, you can have marriage equality. If it does not, you cannot. So we will have a campaign, a very robust campaign, from the folks that we have already identified, the hundreds of thousands of people who support marriage equality, and continue that dialogue and identification of support over the next 17 months, 16 months, until November of 2014, where voters will vote on this issue.
The current ban on gay marriage was something that was approved by Ohio voters by 62% in 2004. How much has changed since then?
It's an incredible seismic shift in public opinion. I think anybody that picks up the paper today or listens to the radio or turns on the news or TV in general sees that society has really evolved. In March of this year, there was a statewide poll in which 54% of Ohioans indicated their support for the amendment. It was 40% opposed. Previous to that, there was the Washington Post poll in which 52% of Ohio voters supported marriage equality, 37% were opposed. Those were both pre-Senator Portman announcement, certainly pre-Jim Petro, former Attorney General, Auditor, and Chancellor of the State of Ohio Republican, coming on board the campaign in a leadership role. So, you know, we're seeing lots and lots of movement out there. And of course, it's also pre-Supreme Court ruling, right? I mean, so the momentum is definitely with us. We anticipate we'll be in the mid to upper 50s, you know, at the end of the year and certainly higher next year.
2014, it'll be a gubernatorial election. Mm-hmm. How do you think that that'll affect your campaign?
Well, we're not putting the issue on the ballot to help or hurt any party or candidate, but it will actually end up helping the issue because there'll be more people voting. Younger voters, by and large, are 3-to-1 supportive, so there's a big goal to get younger voters out to vote. A growing number of Republicans are on board, and also the momentum is just with us.
You mentioned Jim Petro, prominent Ohio Republican who just came out in support of same-sex marriage. What impact do you think that has on the minds of voters? Does it convince people that are otherwise unconvinced?
Jim Petro's endorsement and his leadership in the campaign, you know, when asked during the press conference on Monday, he indicated that he was not only going to be supportive, he was going to take a leadership role. Jim's going to be able to help with Republicans for Freedom to Marry. And taking on that role and building a broader base, it's going to be critically important to have him on board. Look, you can't win Ohio as a battleground state without winning Republicans. We've got a strong majority of Democrats, strong majority of independents. We need more Republicans to be supportive. You make that case to Republicans with Republicans, and you make the case about freedom and individual freedom, freedom of religion, and freedom from government with Republicans. It's a winning combination with Jim Petro.
in a larger context, how important is the state of Ohio when it comes to the rights of same-sex couples?
Well, the reality is I think that there's the old saying of, as Ohio goes, so goes the nation. I think this is a very important issue nationally, because as we start to have the conversation in Ohio and marriage equality wins in Ohio, then you start to see the winds of change blow more frequently and stronger in other parts of the country and other states. Ultimately, you know, it's inevitable. Marriage equality is inevitable. Ohio is going to help it across the nation.
I've been speaking with Ian James with the group Freedom to Marry. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.